Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. It's Friday, the day we pray and reflect about our topic. And this week we've been talking about how following Jesus resets our views of the natural world and its role in God's plan. We've seen that there is certainly a role for nature to play in God's plan. When he created it, he said it was good. And it seems that his kingdom involves redeeming humans, including our bodies, and including the creation that we know sustains our physical bodies, which is not disconnected from the spiritual reality of God's kingdom. We're going to take time to pray and reflect about that today. If you've never prayed before, it's simply talking to God. I'll suggest some topics, and you can pray either aloud if you've got that opportunity, or just silently in your thoughts. You can talk to God about the things I suggest. Before we do that, we'll take a moment of reflection, just to pause and focus our thoughts on God. Well, we start with adoration. We start by addressing our prayer to God, who is the creator of everything, us and our natural world around us. Maybe you can think of some of the things in creation that cause you to think about the majesty and glory of God, and address your prayer to the God who created them. Well, now in confession, we need to acknowledge that we have not taken care of God's creation as good stewards. Rather, we've used his creation for our own benefit. We've abused it, trying to make it our own, rather than remembering that it is God's and we're only invited to take care of it for a time. However, you know that you've caused damage to God's creation in ways God never intended. Take time now to confess and apologize for that. Well, now in thanksgiving, let's give thanks that God continues to sustain creation and provide us all that we need and more. He continues to sustain a world with beauty and with provision and care and comfort for us. Maybe you can give thanks for something in particular that you love about God's creation. And finally, in supplication, we ask God for something. And let's ask God to help us be better stewards of his good creation, to take better care of it, to treat it as God's own creation, as his masterpiece, give it the reverence and respect that it deserves as such. However, you fell short of this and confessed earlier, maybe now you can ask God for the help to actually follow through and avoid making the same abuses again. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thanks for joining us this week. Our reset series is almost done, but we are back next week. So I'll see you on Monday. In the meantime, Saturday.